Seahawks close out the month of November and open up December with a pair of games against the Dallas Stars, who currently have the same number of points as the Hawks, and they're looking to pass them by and leave them in their dust with a possible 8-point swing hanging in the balance. The Blackhawks cannot take any shifts off. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck. This one's underway, and the Hawks control it right away, friends, and fires the puck off the right sideboards and down behind the Dallas net with so much force that it carried around and back into the Hawks zone. The Hawks get control. Remy Elley, Stars line to Dan Hamhuis in front of the Hawks bench, and he'll guide the puck off the left side boards and down behind the Hawks and around on the near side. Janelle Smith got it. Fed the left circle. Janmark carries behind the net. Wraparound try. He scores. Matthias Janmark on a nice setup and rolled in behind the Hawk net and beat Crawford to the near post with a wraparound. It's 1-0 Dallas. Hawks attack here down the slot to Rick and shoots. He scores. He gets it right back for the Hawks. The Cat with his 11th goal on the season. A sniper shot from between the circles right past Bishop. We're tied at one. Kept it at the right point by Cody Friends, and he walks it over the deep slot and then turned to pass it back to the right point. Picked off by Fox up through center ice over the Hawk line down the slot. He was caught by Kane, but a penalty shot is going to be called here as Kane apparently hooked up Radek Foxa on the play. He takes the puck at center ice, carries it over the Hawk line on the right wing, cuts to the slot and shoots. He scores. He made it look easy. Radek Foxa with a penalty shot goal, and it's shorthanded, and it gives the Stars a 2-1 lead. Kane being pressured by Jamie Oleksiak, put it at the right point. Schmaltz to Kane, top of the right circle to Anisimov beside, and then to Kane, right circle again. 18 seconds of the power play, shot it in front, they score! Mr. November, Artem Anisimov, tips it past Ben Bishop, it's a power play goal, and the Hawks have tied it at 2. Oleksiak got it back, and he'll drop it into the right corner Hawk zone. Duncan Keith back to get it behind the net, passing over to Brent Seabrook. Seabrook at center ice, trying to push it in, picked off by the Stars. Remy Elley into the Hawk zone, moves down the left wing, shoots and scores. Well, Elley took a pass from center ice and carried the puck into the Hawk zone down the left side. He beat Crawford, and he put it in behind him with a wrister. Stars back on top at 3-2. To Janmark, spin it down to the Hawk blue line. Gustav Forsling there. Passing to Schmaltz now over the center ice circle. He'll carry the puck over the Stars line down the left wing. Stops along the half boards. Outnumbered. Put it to the line. Forsling fires. He scores! It was Kane in front of the net, deflecting it past Ben Bishop. And the Hawks once again have tied the score. This time at 3. Puck taken by Patterin. He'll drive it around the right wing glass and down. And the horn sounds, ending regulation. So each team will get a point. They're still tied as far as points are concerned, each now with 28, and they'll look to settle it in overtime. Janmark the other way now over the Hawk line, and he dropped it off. Kane slaps the puck to center ice while backchecking. Now at the Hawk line, puck taken by Janmark, racing down the left wing side. Lynette shoots and scores, and Matthias Janmark ends it for the Dallas Stars in overtime. It's 4-3 the final score. 51 seconds into the overtime frame, the Dallas Stars win the hockey game.